Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. I'm your host, Dr. Tremaine Clarity. This podcast is focused on all aspects in education that are happening right here in the Roane Area School District. Thank you for listening.
Welcome, everybody, to In the Loop with the Soup. I'm Marcy Pfeiffer Soderblom, VASD's Public Information Officer, here with Dr. Clarity, our superintendent.
How you doing, Marcy?
I'm doing well. We have some very special guests today. The Roane Area School District is participating in the Fulbright Teaching Excellence and Achievement Program, which we'll learn about from our guests during our conversation. This year's Fulbright scholars are from a variety of places from around the globe, including Armenia, Azerbaijan, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Bulgaria, the Czech Republic, Hungary, Kazakhstan, Lithuania, the Republic of North Macedonia, Romania, Serbia, Slovakia, and Ukraine. And our guests today are from the Czech Republic and the Republic of North Macedonia.
Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. I'm very excited to be here with our scholars. And as you think about the mission of the Roane Area School District, which is to prepare our scholars to thrive in a diverse global society, there's no better way than do that than to bring our guests in from around the world that really share their experiences of what we do here in the Roane Area School District. And most importantly, we get to learn from you. So today we're excited to have both Maya and Marcella. Welcome to the show. And thank you for being here.
Hello.
Hi.
And as we get started, so if we could just give us a little background about, you know, what brings you here today, if you could think about where you're from, your background, experience in education, and what first interests you about education. Marcella, I'm going to start with you.
Okay, so hello again. My name is Marcella, and I come from Czech Republic. It's former Czechoslovakia, and I live in a medium-sized town, 2 hours from Prague, from our capital. And I'm a high school teacher at Czech Forestry Academy. So my school is a bit special because it's a forestry school. And I'm taking part in this 7-week program, Fulbright program in the United States, which is focused on media literacy. And part of our program is the field experience, and our school is Verona Area High School. So we are happy to be here.
Excellent. Can you tell me a little bit more? What is a forestry program?
Right.
What is that? Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
So our schools are either general education or vocational, and so my school is part of that program. And forestry school means, well, it's a big tradition in my country, and my school is one of the oldest one. There are just a few of them, and we have 3-4-year programs focused on forestry, on environmental studies, and let's say logging, forest machinery.
That sounds so amazing. That's really exciting.
It's quite special. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing. And Maya, it's good to see you again today. I got a chance to talk with you this Tuesday. But same question to you. Like, could you give us a little bit about your background, including where you're from, and talk about your educational experience?
Okay. Hi again. And thank you for inviting us here. So my name is Maya, and I come from Skopje, North Macedonia. I'm a computer science teacher in primary school, but primary school is somehow different from your primary school because we have 9 years in primary school. So my students' age is from 11 till 15 years.
Okay.
And I have teacher experience for more than 20 years. Okay. I'm also a teacher trainer and a teacher mentor, and I'm delivering a training connecting with integrating technology in educational process. And also I'm a co-founder of an NGO, It's Center for Innovations and Digital Education, and we are focused on teachers' professional development as one of the most important issues in educational system.
Excellent. And you said it was computer science?
Yes, computer science.
Computer science. So I have to ask, we're all trying a little bit more about AI, about artificial intelligence.
Yes.
Where are you on your journey with artificial intelligence? How's
well,
it going?
I think that is something that we are all interested in today, not just computer science teacher. And I think that we can all use AI in order to make our work more efficient and also to make it more interesting and engaging for the students. And I think that teachers all should find different ways how to utilize this technology in their classroom.
Excellent. Thank you. And we're on the journey as well to try to better understand artificial intelligence, because we want to make sure our students have the best experiences. And we know if we don't engage with it now, we'll create gaps in knowledge and opportunities. Yes. And if your students are like ours, if we don't stay ahead of it, they'll get ahead of us.
Yes.
and learn more about it than we know. So we want to make sure that we're on top of it. And thank you for your service in education. So now that you've been here a little bit, can you talk to us a little bit about, and Marcel, I'm going to come back to you on this one. What are some of the similarities and differences in educational systems as you look at your country and then the systems that you've seen here in the United States?
Okay, so let me start with the similarities. I would say that, you know, students are the same because, you know, they are fun and they are vulnerable and they are creative and sometimes mouthy. And so, yeah, it's the same. And also the teachers, just having this amazing opportunity to observe so many lessons and being with teachers and being with them and talking to them. It's just a great way or opportunity for sharing. And so I can see that for me, teachers everywhere are heroes, you know.
It's, yeah, absolutely.
And it's like back in my country and here. But as for the differences, I can see quite a few. We can really sense, first of all, I would mention this sense of freedom we can sense here. Because we come from ex-communist countries, you know, and it's been a while. We've had our democracy, but we are still struggling, and we can see that there is this tendency to, there's this sense of freedom here, and we back home have more tendency to control things. So we are controlled, and we tend to control our students more. So this is it. This is something we can learn, and also. The immense amount of flexibility we can see here, like students get to choose how they shape their courses and their studies, and this is something completely new for my school or for our system. And I would add also what I like a lot is the support your students and teachers get. I mean, it's not part of our schedule or our students' schedule, and your students get it here. And so I think you put a big emphasis on that, and also on supporting teachers. Like in Verona area, they would have these two lessons, or the every Monday they would get together and share.
Correct.
And I think that's just so important, and we don't have that. So I would love to bring that home. And also, I could talk about the laid-back atmosphere in the classes, and yeah. It's tied to your longer periods, and, you know, our students are more, they have shorter sessions, 45, so they tend to run around more, and it's just packed, their schedule is packed, and this is more laid-back and more relaxed, so it makes the atmosphere just much calmer, and I guess better for learning.
Absolutely. And I loved everything you said, but it really was stuck with me is when you talked about freedom. And freedom's not is something that we don't want to take for granted. As we know that a political system can shift at any time, and that's not something I think we're accustomed to in the United States, but we also want to make sure that we don't do anything that compromises freedom as well. So, and it was your perspective on that being a key noticing here really, really stuck out to me. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you. I mean, that's why we are here, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And Maya, same questions to you. What are some of the similarities and, you know, some of the differences you may see in the educational systems?
Yes, I agree with most of the things that Marcela already said. So yeah. I will say just that in my country, this organization of the educational system is different because you have this primary school, elementary, then you have middle school and high school.
Yes.
And in my country, we have 9 years of primary school and 4 years of high school.
Okay.
That is something that is different, but I think that mainly it's the same, the curriculum. And the curriculum is also very interesting because in my country, the curriculum is centralized and is given by the Ministry of Education. And here you have more, how to say, a generalized curriculum. And
Correct.
They students choose some other elective subjects. And you have a lot of influence from the state, and from schools district informing the curriculum, which gives a lot of freedom to teachers to plan how they are going to organize their classes, which strategies they can implement. So more freedom, as Marcela mentioned, and we are more centralized. Someone is telling us what to do. And I like your sense of community.
Thank you.
Because you all feel like you belong there, like you are at home. When we are in a new school, we can feel that students feel the school as their home.
Good.
They feel so freely free. They're open for discussions. And it's something that there is a positive atmosphere. You put a lot of attention on this social emotion learning. You give all the support to students. And somehow there is, friendly relationship between teachers and students.
Absolutely.
And as Marcel mentioned, it's more strict in our country. Mm-hmm. And I also like the idea that the extracurriculum activities are put in the regular classes.
Yes.
For example, in my country, they are after school classes, so students must stay longer if they want to go to some extracurricular activities, which here is great.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. That's great to hear. And I also, one of my goals is to visit other countries to explore our educational systems. So you really inspired me to take that next step and be able to just to have a better understanding. All right. And so as we think about we all talked about our educational differences, but are there cultural differences that came to light? And Maya, I'm gonna come right back to you on this one. Mm-hmm. And just thinking about where are some of the similarities and differences that you may have saw culturally so far.
Okay, I think that one thing that we have in common, and I'm very happy for that, is that we both value education.
Yes.
And we see education as a way for personal progress, but also as a way to contribute to the society. Also, we are all very friendly.
Yes.
And we put high value on hospitality to our guests. But I think that we are somehow different in the way that, for example, you have a fast-paced lifestyle. You
yes.
put a lot of time on your work.
Yes.
You're very committed to that. But in my country, we balance more personal and work lifestyle. We like to go out with friends, to hang out, to have more free time. And also we put a lot of attention on this social interaction. But also I like because you have a strict line between your public and personal life. So
yes.
you don't mix that so much. And we, as a nation, we are more open to communication and even sometimes to share our private things with others. And also, I think that you are more direct in communication.
Yes.
You say what you mean. And in our case, we are somehow communicating in more indirect way. We are more polite.
Yeah.
We respect authority. And we like to have peaceful communication. So.
Sure.
We somehow balance things in our country.
Absolutely. That's fascinating. I love your responses. Thank you. And Marcela, same question to you.
What
okay.
You
noticed?
Yeah. We have a slightly different situation in Czech Republic comparing to Macedonia because
yeah.
we are already part of European Union.
Yeah.
And I would feel that there might be some differences coming from that. And I live in a country where we really value like what we call Western values, like democracy and freedom of speech. And this is something we have definitely in common. And we are both USA and my country, we are both members of NATO.
Yeah.
So, we are the focus on education, we have the same. And we also, I would say, in this globalized world, we face the same challenges with the digital things and environment. And so this is something we have in common. But the differences, I've noticed quite a few as well, because the first thing that really struck me, and I mean, you can meet nice people everywhere, but right here in Wisconsin, is this something you call Midwestern
nice?
Yes,
absolutely.
But it's just, for me, it's not a phrase, you know. Yeah. We could really feel it and see it, and we see it and feel it everywhere since the very first day we came here. And it's really, really nice to just to stay in such an environment, you know, because people, and I could name just, I don't know, tens of examples. People smiling at us, being welcoming, drivers, if we forget our bus card, the driver would just let us in because he trusts us.
Yeah.
The other day we were looking for an ice cream place and the man would just stop and Google it for us immediately. And just people do these little things and we just feel so great here. So, the teachers at the university, our coordinators and teachers at Verona School. So they are just great. So I think we all enjoy that. And we are really Czech people. I mean, we are more formal and reserved. And so, but also we like to laugh and we can be quite ironic too. You know, so. And maybe another difference, maybe I can see that there is a religious presence in the US, and in my country we are a very secular state, but I am a Christian, so yeah. That makes me more of an exception. So yeah. So that's also one thing that's different. And last thing, your society is much more diverse and ours is more homogeneous, so this is a big difference, but there are things to learn then.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm going to ask the last two questions kind of together and combine them together. And because from the smiles on your faces, you seem to be happy ever since you've been here, and right. That makes me proud that you're having a great experience. Right. So you think about it from how this experience has impacted you as an educator and how you feel like you've grown. And then if you could think about your students, how do you think they would experience the United States educational system now that you've had a chance to explore that? And so Maya, I'm going to come to you with that question first.
Okay. So I think that this is some incredible experience.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say, because it's really something that I think that each teacher should experience. It's not that we are just experienced a culture and education system in Europe, but it's somewhere which is you're so far away from us, because during our informal communication we noticed that we have a lot of similarities.
Yes.
Among ourselves, but you are something different. First I would start with this educational part. We learn a lot about things, how media education is approached here, different methodologies, approaches that are used, and how we can implement that in our classroom. And the courses are organized so well that we don't just receive information from professors at the university, but we also share experience among each other. So we can all learn from each other. And I think that is the most important part, because as a people, we can only improve if we learn from each other.
Exactly.
And share. I think that sharing is the most important part of that. And also the visit to Verona High School is something incredible.
Yeah, thank you.
I must say that the school is something like we are on a different planet because you have so many resources and the activities. You have so many students there, so many teachers, and everything is functioning so well. So it needs, I'm sure that it needs good management, very good organization, and to take care of each person in the school. That is something that I mentioned at the beginning, that belonging to somewhere. I think that people in the school feel that they belong there. And that is something that I will take home.
Excellent.
Because I think that when I see how things are going in the school, I can make some changes in the school where I work. How we can do that? I would also like to share this experience with other teachers in my country. So to show them that, as you mentioned, we must follow all trends, and we must communicate, and we must teach our students in the way how technology is developing, because Absolutely. We must keep pace with all that. And also, I think that we should work a lot on this social interaction between teachers and students. So it changed a lot in that way. I'm changed a lot. And I also met these wonderful people.
Absolutely.
We have all already started sharing ideas how yes. we can continue our cooperation, even with the teachers in Verona High School, because our communication should not stop here. We can communicate further on some projects we can develop together. So I think that it means a lot in terms of the future cooperation. And for my students, I think that they would be very surprised with the way how your school day is organized.
Yes.
Because, for example, in our country, we go in two shifts, and students are a little overwhelmed with all that, and this 40 minutes class where they should hurry up to finish all the activities, and you have block classes Correct. Here, it's great. And if they see all the equipment that you have in this school, for them it would be a wonderful experience. So I think that overall it's a great experience for all of us.
Excellent. We're so happy to hear that. And Marcella, anything you'd like to add to the same question?
I think just the thing that, you know, you put there is such a great connection with the community, and you always repeat the emphasis on community work and also civic engagement, and our program is focused on media literacy. So I hope I'll just bring all that back to my school and maybe tie things more to current issues and helping students to navigate through this, let's say, complicated world. And also I'm fascinated by the student-centered approach you have here. So this is something we have to learn from. Also the things concerning evaluation and assessment and things like formative assessment. And we do these things at home, but I'm just... I feel I'm better equipped to do this. So, yeah.
Excellent. Well, you know what? I do many podcasts. I feel so inspired by listening to both of you and just being able to listen to your experiences. I'm happy that you feel very welcome here and that we've had a great experience, but I learned so much from you and learning about different cultures, different educational experiences, and that's what really helps us all continue to be lifelong learners as we want the whole globe to come together in a way that's peaceful and engaged in education. And when I hear multiple ways that education is contributing to freedom, that is so important to me. So I want to thank you both for your time, for being on In the Loop with the Soup here. And just really, our audience is going to love to hear this and hear about the experiences that you have. So thank you both.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely.
Thank you
Absolutely.
For sharing.
Marcy, we turn it back to you.
Thank you, everybody. Again, Maya and Marcella, we want to thank you for being here today and for engaging in this whole experience. I'm sure it had to, you know, there were some arrangements you had to make to be here for this long, and we're really glad you did, because it's phenomenal to learn from both of you. And as we prepare to sign out, we would like to recognize a few folks and organizations. We would like to recognize VASD staff members Teresa Voss and Julie Burnt, the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and Dr. Tom Owenby, who is the Associate Dean for Teacher Education, the International Research and Exchanges Board, and the U.S. State Department Bureau of Educational and Cultural Affairs for their roles in supporting the Fulbright Teaching Excellence and Achievement Program. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you next time on In the Loop with the Soup.